Hi, it's Randy Reinholz, co-founder of America's Native Voices at the Autry. You're listening to Alex Lefchuk and the team on the midweek drive for Siren FM.
Excellent. It's 10 past 6, actually 10 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. As far as we're concerned in time times, as far as Lincoln's concerned, but in Belgium, Fien Heel, what time is it in Belgium?
We're quarter past 7 right now.
Quarter past 7? You've gone 65 minutes ahead of the whole thing. How bizarre is that?
Wow.
I would have thought it was a straight hour. And now here we are in Lincoln. You're proof, as I've always said, that Lincoln has that extra 5 minutes of time to just relax and unwind. Fien, before we talk about your extraordinary adventures in North America, which I know Penny Evans was keen to find out about, and thank you, Penny, for sharing our information with David Duchovny. Always nice of that, sir. Apparently it's the real David Duchovny as well. So, hello, yeah. David Duchovny. That's very nice, you know. We'll be speaking, obviously, to the co-host Phil Leonis very shortly with Dean Haglund, and keep that X-File theme going in every sense of the word. So well done there, spreading the word, because Nick Elliott, you've also been spreading the word, and apparently it would seem that there are a couple of fine folk out there who you're going to give in the vernacular a shout out to who actually like this show.
Yes, they do. A couple of new listeners to Siren
Good
FM.
Cherish them. Don't let them go soon.
and a fan of yours, Alex. You were cited as the man.
Blush alert.
Blush alert. That was last time I checked. Let's put it this way. Anyway.
Well, I do declare, as yeah. they say in the trade. Now, this is just like to say hello and a bit of a dedication to two very good friends of mine. That's Barry and Jackie Hooks, who have recently become new listeners to Siren FM. And I do believe they're listening in tonight. These people are very special to me. So I'd just like to say hello.
And whereabouts can we find Barry and Jackie
They're
Hooks?
In Norfolk. They are.
We need more Norfolk listeners, yes. if only to put the duck question to the turkeys. Or the canaries. I'm sorry, Fien, you might think, oh, is this British humour again? Oh, how I've missed it. Listen, when last we spoke, Fien, you were literally just about to cross the border, and Emma, I mean, just... Well, Fien, share with us. Share with us this decision in terms of why you decided to cycle from Miami to Canada.
Well, I was doing this teacher training, which was... I mean, it was going well, but I decided to end it.
Literally, get on your bike. Enough of the teacher. I'm going to actually cycle.
Yeah. I had a friend who lives in Florida, so I decided to go and see her. It's been like 8 years since I've seen her. And then my boyfriend was doing volunteer work in Canada, so I was like, okay, I'll just start in Florida and I'll cycle up to him.
As you do, obviously, you know.
I think that's fantastic. I mean... You must be so fit and healthy to be able to cycle that way. And, I mean, what a distance to cover, but you must have, you know, had a lovely journey along the way, seeing so many sights as well.
It was, and meeting so many people. I think that was the best part, to just talk to people, to meet strangers that became friends, and... It's been amazing.
See, one of the key things which I know surprised people in the summer when we kind of followed you through up until the time when we lost contact with you on the, I think it was the Canadian border, basically. There were obviously key issues that were coming across there. And they were taken by the fact that, Fien, you would just simply turn up at a graduation ceremony and attend all the parties as though, you know, just that's outrageous. You know, because if I tried the same thing, they'd sort of send me out. They'd say, go away. You know, who are you? What's going on here? And yet, Fien,
it was this small village and there was nobody in the village, and I was looking for a place to sleep. So, and then I saw a lot of cars in front of a big building. So I was like, okay, I think this is where the people are at. So I just went in, and there was balloons everywhere, and it was like a big pie. There was a chocolate fudge. Hey,
well, if there's a big pie,
wow, be rude not to go in.
And I think that proves that no matter how times we might sort of think, oh, it's so tiresome, all these Americans and their ways, clearly they do have a heart of gold at the end of the day. And that's why we appreciate the special relationship. But tragically, Fien is still looking for a doggy. We had several suggestions. Minty Steak put forward a terrier as a possibility. Obviously, you wanted something that could be carried on. You didn't want to have a dog that was kind of following the bike because it could kill it, basically, you know, that sort of speed. You know. Although, you know, I love my dog. You know, love me, love my dog. It could work in all sorts of ways. But you're still hunting for one. You still haven't found one as yet, Fien. So we need to put the Siren team on there. Midweek Drive, what's the appropriate...
Yeah, I know. You know, I've downscaled to a cat, actually.
You've downscaled
to a cat.
Don't let Fuzz Aldrin hear that. He will go, or she, whatever, she'll go ape. You know, it's just you can't say you downscale to a cat.
Cats would be good as well if you're going cycling around. You could get a basket on the front and put the cat in there. That would be adorable. Yeah,
like E.T.
E.T. the cat.
Catty.
So, Kat, as the official sort of representative of felines in the studio and public relations, I mean, downsized?
I can't believe my ears.
It is quite astounding.
Mean, everybody aspires to have a cat. I can't believe that somebody would say that they're downscaling.
It's as bad as saying that those Baha men actually have just produced the song just to actually offset their own sort of guilt in the whole system.
You know,
it was the Baha men. What, let the dogs out?
Yes.
That's who let the dogs out. The Baha men.
We once had them live at the place I used to work.
And they let the dogs out.
I would think that was a very short show.
It was dire.
Show. Amazing. Never mind. Anyway, Emma, any other questions you want to put to Fien about her experience and indeed life in Belgium? Because she is our official Belgium correspondent. So all those questions we used to use with Alan Lewis from Jersey, you can now transfer to Belgium as well.
Well, first of all, can you send us some Belgian chocolate? Because I've only been to Belgium once before, but I was amazed at the amount of chocolate shops there were. Like, literally.
We're getting actually alarming news that the ratio of the availability of chocolate is going down.
It's going to be
a very, very exclusive product. Yeah, because I didn't know something about crops, it's not going well, or I'm not too sure, but yeah.
Oh no, what are we going to do? That'd be awful.
I know.
So now.
Well, I think just all come to Belgium, because we're just going to keep it. No more exports.
Oh dear. So now you've finished your epic cycle ride. What are you doing next? What's your great plan next?
I know. Well, I'm on a new adventure actually, which is the job hunt. I'm looking for work.
And job hunt
can be
a very, very exciting adventure indeed. But Fien here, if you're a prospective employer who actually wants to deal with, you've got 2 degrees, I think, Fien, or is it 3? I don't know. Anyway, a very talented soul who actually did an internship at the University of Lincoln within the Department of Journalism. Of course, we've changed the department now. It's now the Lincoln School of English and Media. Lincoln School of English and Journalism. Now
call off the dogs.
Could be a whole sort of worthwhile system on that basis. But if you are listening, then obviously Fien Heal is a game girl who will do all sorts of other exciting things in all sorts of marvellous ways. Obviously all legal, you have to address that. And probably could actually be a sort of chocolate expert as well. Fien, you've been listening to the show online. How's it sounding in Belgium? What have your favourite bits been of the show so far?
It's going great. I especially loved the part, I think it was somewhere in the beginning, about the swans. You were talking about the swans. I missed those swans.
Well, I've just pulled up Fien with yourself and a very surprised Ed Wellman there. Fien Heal and Ed Wellman at the Universities of Antwerp and Lincoln on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, Thursday, April the 4th, 2013.
Happy days.
And then, so impressed was she got on a bike and cycled across the United States. Amazing. But you're still part of the show. That's the important thing.
Creativity.
Exactly. You know, it opens up in all sorts of ways. Yes, well, I refuse to do another duck impersonation because the last time I actually did, the phones were completely doolally. So, no, it's all right. Don't worry. No ducks need to be feared at all. We will be speaking to Sally Mundy in a few moments, though, to find out about the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair in a few moments. Nick, any questions? Have you ever been to Belgium? Have you done stuff in Belgium?
Yes, I have. No, I haven't worked in Belgium, but I did cross over into the border in a desperate urge to find cigarettes while in France.
Well, that's very bad.
And I ended up in Belgium.
Yeah.
Of which you could buy oodles of cigarettes. Fantastic. But there's an issue getting cigarettes in France.
There is. You don't want to be using those.
Well, I don't. No, I packed them 11 years ago.
Exactly.
Worst day's work I ever did, but they are.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
But yeah, that's my... That and obviously the detective.
Hercule Poirot. Or is it Tintin?
Them three.
Yeah. You know, Tintin, oft understated.
Oh, it's a huge Tintin fan.
Hergé. You
know. Oh, fantastic.
Snowy.
Captain Haddock.
You want to snowy setup, exactly. Yeah, that's, you go for a dog with snow.
Yeah, no, snowy.
Somehow, Fien, much as we like our sort of feline friends in all sorts of ways, I think it's got to be a dog, surely.
Cats are better.
Cats have attitude.
Yes, absolutely.
you don't talk about downsizing in any way, shape, or form. That would just not work in a relationship. Right then, Nick, would you like to throw those last two questions to Fien Heal there?
I know.
Rock star photographer, you know, who knows if he can remember that. It'll work. I know it will.
If I can. Fien, have you had an exciting experience on the telephone today?
Nice. I like that.
I have. Thank you very much.
And were you likely to be joining again? Next week?
I would love to.
I think now we've sort of think, because we did several times, you appreciate the sort of way, we went through a time of Fien was all set, scheduled to go, we dial up nothing.
Yes, dial up nothing. Time.
Exactly. Now we thought, what's going to work with that? But no, Fien Heal is back and back to stay. But
lovely.
Not necessarily for good. Sorry.
Oh, I knew it.
Boom, boom.
Through the Amazonian rainforests and finding all manner of wonderful creatures and life forms, etc. Much Emma Tinson, as we might find all manner of wonderful stalls and stands at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society showground on Friday.
Yes, very excited.
All sorts of things, isn't it? And who should actually sort of be online now to actually share with us some of the excitement of the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair that's coming up again for a fantastic time. Well, it has to be the truly legendary soul that is Sally Munday. Yes, we've remembered your name, Sal. Isn't that nice?
Hello.
Yay. Oh, the time she came in. In fact, Sue and Emma, you were there.
Yeah.
Could I remember her? No, I couldn't. Well, sure. And she said, I'll get you for that left cheek, she said. But no, she's joined us on the show, and that's fantastic stuff. And nice to see that Fien Heal and Penny Evans have connected on Facebook as well. So that's joyous from that sort of point. We won't share their conversation, but, you know, a very special voyage to Vancouver. That's the sort of message that we've had there. We feel as though we're putting people together across the airwaves, including, of course, our now official Norwich aficionado friends, Barry and Jackie. Maybe our second name for them there.
Yeah. Hook.
Hook,
Hooks.
Of course.
Hooks.
Hooks. Exactly. Hooks, as in hook with the plural.
That's the one.
There you go. So let's move on, Sally, because, as I say, the excitement that not only Emma, but also Jessica, and maybe even Ed Wellman might be feeling at this time, although he's going to come along later. Being Ed, he's cool these days. He's fashionably late.
He's cool and hip. In with his sunglasses.
This is exactly. We'll be doing that. What can people actually expect? Obviously, over the weekend, when for me, as I said, and I'll say it again, Christmas really starts. Forget that Christmas market for the moment. Consider the food and gift fair. Over to you, Sally. What's happening?
Well, we've got an action-packed couple of days ahead of us this weekend. Really, really excited. We like to think of it as Christmas under one roof, really. It's a completely indoor event. So we've got over 150 food and gift stands spanning two buildings. We've got open craft workshops. We've got a full 2 days of cookery demonstrations. We've got 2 days of entertainment from local community choirs. So really, really exciting sort of couple of days ahead, really.
Are the police coming to escort you at present?
It's just a bit on the 999 route.
Well, I love the fact that Midweek Drive actually likes to keep you appraised of the whole thing, but we don't normally actually have police sirens following through the whole thing.
But obviously,
apologise. That's one thing I can't get rid of. But I promise you, they're not coming to arrest me. Well, I hope not, anyway.
Bit of a shock if it was. Never mind, Sal. We'd support you. That's the important thing. I mean, you've been with the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society now for a few years, not too
many. Yeah, nearly 5 years now.
Gosh, it seems like only yesterday.
When we were I know.
It's astounding. And it just seems to be getting better and better, not just bigger, as you'd expect, but also it's growing. I mean, you seem to be getting your confidence in kind of events like this, where, you know, I recall the initial times we're thinking, well, shall it work, etc. But it's become a fixture in the calendar, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very much out there as an annual event in the public domain, which is absolutely great. And it seems to grow year on year, which is absolutely fantastic. And obviously each year after the event, we're looking at ways for it to evolve for the following year. So adding something new each year, working with different cookery demonstrators and chefs, and introducing new workshops. And every year, you know, we are delighted that we have all our sort of local foodie stands who support us, which is great, and it means we can celebrate everything that's great and good about Lincolnshire produce. But we also attract each year different stands from further away, whether they be food or craft or gifts or home interiors, whatever. But there really is, honestly, there's something for everybody this year. It is Christmas under one roof, and I think I'd be safe to say that you could do all your shopping for your Christmas dinner on Christmas Day and all of your Christmas present shopping as well. So there is.
Does that sound like a good deal for your first official location
it
report, Emma?
Fantastic. And Sally, I think it's great that it's an event that is so good for the local community as well, and it really brings everyone together. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And as I say, you know, it is obviously all about our exhibitors and that sort of thing, and the members of the public that come along. But it's great to be able to work with local community groups as well, so local choirs and smaller sort of craft organisations who are offering open drop-in workshops throughout the weekend, as well as the opportunity for them to sell their homemade, handmade gifts as well. So it is fantastic.
As a Lincolnshire lass from Skegness, Sue Royce, obviously you sort of shared the whole range of things. This is something which is relatively new, but your thoughts on this event?
I think it's fabulous that the facility, because it is an amazing facility now at the showground, is just used for so many different purposes.
It's epic, isn't it? Really?
It is epic. Yes, it is literally epic. Yes, it is. Yeah, and you know it's great that that an event can bring people in from all over the place and showcase what we've got to offer in Lincolnshire.
And we have a lot, even for people in Norwich. I just want to raise that. You know, I know there's good things in Norwich, but you know, we did sort of mention that. I mean, Nick, the sort of the whole country festival. I mean, obviously, you have good things happening in Norwich as well from that point of view. Does this kind of sort of float your boat in terms of Christmas under one roof?
Well, I'm a big Christmas fan. Everything to do with it. It's great.
And we'd like to say happy Hanukkah as well, of course. You know, other festivals are available, or even happy holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, just want to make that point, really. You know, I mean, you don't have to sort of, you know, it's a line. People have their beliefs, and we respect them. So let's work through that. Anyway. Well, that was our obviously our religious entertainment news. For more of that, check out Siren Lifestyle with Craig Wiley. That comes in about half an hour from now. I'm sure we'll be talking about all sorts of things, but not Christmas, perhaps. Sally, are tickets still available for the general public? Always a case of come along on the door, and you will come along on Saturday. And tell us the dates and the time. Well, we know the dates. It's this weekend. People want to come along. What are the hours? When can they actually come in? How can they pay the eight? What are the details?
Details are, yes, advanced tickets are still available. So advanced tickets are £5 and under 16s are free. Tickets are available through our website still for collection from our ticket office on arrival, or also through Ruddocks on the High Street, Noah Noah in the Balegate, and Uncle Henry's Farm Shop up the A15. Or alternatively, people can just come along and pay on the day as they arrive, so which is £6 on the day. Ample car parking, which is free, and we're open to the public between 10 and 4 on Saturday and Sunday.
There are people possibly listening in Los Angeles, yes, Phil Linus, I mean yourself, who might be sort of pondering over that question we put in the first part of the programme, as in there are two kinds of customer the living and the dying that a bartender sort of gets, or indeed the classic tango, tango, you old devil, you. But I'm sure even those quotes kind of pale by the little line you actually gave us a few moments ago, Sally, when you actually said Uncle Henry's just off the A15, which sounds so quaint and British in its own way. Uncle
Henry's you
know, it's a great little place.
Exactly.
It's a must go.
Siren was there, etc. The coffee costs a bit, but never mind. Apart from that, it's all wonderful. You know, so that's great. A little bit of name check for our clients. Sally, it's been fantastic touching base with you yourself. Telephonically, I think this is your first official telephonic link. I know you've been with us in the studio.
It is. I've been down into studio several times, but this is my first, telephone interview, complete with Siren.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's why Sally is an ace character having marketing. You know, it's the sort of thing that Amelia will sort of benefit from. Jane Southall, of course. Is Jane going to be there? Is she going to grace us with her presence?
Yes, Jane will be there all weekend. It's a full team effort. Obviously, we're a fairly small team at the showground, but and we all have our different roles. But when it comes to Food and Gift and the Lincolnshire Show, we are one team, and we'll all be on hand during the weekend, and look forward to seeing you all from Siren FM.
Well, there we are. You see, Amelia Chambers will be around as well. It's fantastic. Just a round of applause, please, for Sally Monday. Keeps it real. And just for Emma Tinson's flatmate.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does
you? That's how you know. That's how you know
he's your love. He's your love. That's how you know he loves you. That's how you know it's true.
So, Emma Tinson, you've got to actually explain why we're doing these Disney featurettes for your flatmate and so on. Just tell the tale, spill the beans.
My lovely flatmate Laura is in love with Disney, like literally crazy about it.
He did die in 1965.
Well, the Disney franchise.
There you go.
And she applied to be an employee at the Disney theme park in America. And unfortunately, they told her that she was too tall to be a Disney princess.
Aww.
And could only be Goofy, which is a bit of a punch in the gut, to be honest.
Could only be Goofy.
Only Goofy.
But yet, your good self.
I am the perfect height to be a princess, which I was really pleased about.
Yeah, you see, these are the conundrums that only can be solved by Amy Adams, and indeed, as Penny Evans would say, enchanting. Enchanted. That's fantastic stuff. But the magic continues evermore now, because who's been celebrating their birthday this week? Who might be able to put us out of our misery with respect to what exactly does this actually come from and how it emerges? Who could it be, Sue Royce? Who could it possibly be?
I haven't got the faintest foggiest clue.
No faintest foggiest clue.
Not at all.
Who do you think it might be, Emma Tinson?
I think it might be the person.
The person
who owns Fuzz Aldrin,
or the person who's owned by Fuzz Aldrin. Yeah, who would that be then?
Is it Phil Leonis?
Is it Phil Leonis? Tango, Tango, you old devil, you! Phil Leonis, welcome to the Midweek Drive.
I'm tired of being responsible for 203 lives, and I'm tired of deciding which mission is too risky and which isn't, and who's going on the landing party, and who doesn't, and who lives,
tired,
and who died.
Tired to the point of taking my advice and going on a rest leave?
Oh, boy, you know what? You take it away, and you give it. Alex, in that order, because I'm riding high on the joy of having celebrated such a crowd-pleasing birthday yesterday, and then you take the joy away by playing an Amy Adams song, but then you give it right back by allowing me to quote The Cage, the original pilot episode of Hugh Roddenberry's Star Trek.
And indeed, the one that actually, just after after Thanksgiving Day in 1964, was the first ever scene to be filmed. And we've just quoted it, you know, from Jeffrey Hunter's Christopher Pike, and indeed the Doctor at the time, who was played, of course, by Phil. Yes. No, it wasn't. Paul Fix actually took over for Where No One Has Gone Before, Where No Man Has Gone Before, the first Kirk thing. It was before actually even Paul Fix actually took on board the line. We'll leave it at that, you know, you might sort of, you know, we might return to the whole thing. But yes, that was the first ever scene that was actually filmed in the canon that was Star Trek, the Doctor and Christopher Pike, of course. And the classic line, of course, the man either lives life head on, meets it face on, or he turns his back on it and begins to wither away. So there we
are. I can't remember who. I know it was Dr. Boyce, but I cannot remember the actor's name. It was
Dr. Boyce. We will find that out, actually. We'll sort of set the scene and address it. But meanwhile,
Let me say this. There is a way out of any cage, and I'll find it.
Exactly.
That's all I want to...
Exactly.
Okay. That was fun. Boy, that was... That was good. Role-playing fun... You know, I stopped role-playing in live-action Star Trek games, you know, when I became 44.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice throwback to my younger days.
John Hoyt.
Oh, very nice. Very well played.
You see that? Yeah. You see? Okay. Never give up, never surrender. Thanks to Titan magazines and a whole range of things. And, of course, the classic line that Herb Solo actually insisted on saying to NBC's executives at the time when they were worrying a little bit about the series, I'm not leaving this room until we have a deal. Obviously, it's a line you should take, actually, Phil. You know, I'm not leaving this room until we actually have a deal. So that's the sort of classic line. In terms of the actual numbers game for the cage, it was finally sort of sent together. They were substantially over their budget.
I said the same thing. I used to always say that to my parents. I'm not leaving this room until we have a deal. Yeah. And and I found it.
Nice to have the choice.
I found it never worked. It never worked. They would just get up and leave the room. So
before we seek the Lena's view on the show, I'll just fill you up. It was actually shot on stages 14 to 15 and 16 at Desilu Culver Studios, Culver City. The total pilot budget was $451,000, $451,503 North American dollars, which is equivalent to $3.47 million in 2014. That was the budget, but they went over budget to $615,000, which was equivalent to 4 points. So they were only about a million over. It's all very good.
And, you know, and I think, you know, you mentioned Desilu. I mean, this just, to me, always bears repeating. You know, Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, I mean, as if just having done I Love Lucy wasn't enough to cement their place in the firmament of the most influential stars Hollywood ever produced. You know, you're talking about, we don't have Star Trek if it's not for them. We don't have multi-camera shoots. They invented the multi-camera technique of shooting. I mean, the contributions they made down and down. At one time, Desilu owned just the couple, Lucy Arnaz and Desi Arnaz. They owned more sound stages in Hollywood than any of the major studios. That's how prolific, how powerful, how successful they were. It's extraordinary. And like I said, if all they'd ever done was I Love Lucy, that's more than enough.
So celebrate and rejoice on the west coast of America, because it's not so much Thanksgiving, although you can give thanks for the fact that Star Trek was shooting its first ever scene, the aforementioned link between the Doctor and the Captain. Without, of course, William Shatner or DeForest Kelly, they came in later, but that's where it all started.
Wow. Hey, you, Fuzz Aldrin just came over and pounced on me and whispered a little something in my ear.
Really?
Which was taking a grave exception to two things you said. The first thing you said was he, then you corrected yourself and said she, and then said whatever. Like gender identification doesn't matter. I hope you're a little more sensitive to your students.
No, he's not.
But the other thing you said was, I'm Fuzz Aldrin's owner, and nothing, as any cat person can tell you, could ever be farther from the truth. the cat chooses the person, not the other way around.
Exactly. Yes. You are Fuzzy's person.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sounds like fuzzy logic to me.
She started purring, and then as soon as Alex's pun, it all came through.
So, Cameron Tilbury, Anna Lewis, Richard Edwards, Michelle Monroe, Fien Heel, Sally Monday, and now Phil Lee, and it's up to yourself to reflect on the show, which of course incorporates the joys of Nick Elliott, Kat Emmertonson, and Sue Royce. Jessica's playing netball. Do you think she's won, Emma?
I don't know. I mean, the last few weeks have been slightly unsuccessful.
Yeah, still, never mind.
We can hope.
It's a taking part.
We'll find out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, midweek drive morning edition. And Holly Parker's poorly, so get well soon, Holly.
Aww.
And we don't have enough oxygen for anybody else to come in, so that's fine. But anyway, what points would you like to make, Phil Leonis? And did you receive your birthday e-card that I sent? Belatedly, admittedly, but it should have actually winged its way.
I have received it, and I have yet to even open it. I mean, look, this episode of the Midweek Drive has been spent, I've listened, and I've spent it in its entirety responding to a very lovely birthday greeting that I got. But how I do it, Alex, is I respond to the people who wished me a happy birthday on time before I get to those people. Belatedly.
The time lag is
you know what I would, time difference, Phil. You've got to put that into account.
This guy's a funny man.
How often Dean Haglund has used exactly those words every week on the Chilpack Hollywood Hour. It's amazing. You know, still, there you go.
You know, I actually have a question because, you know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I've told you before how it's really my favorite of all the American holidays because it's a day all about gratitude. It's really quite lovely. You know, we're all is asked of you is to be grateful. And so I find that it really people are on their best behavior, and it's until they go shopping for Black Friday and fight each other for the sales. But the other thing is it's a holiday here that hasn't been able to be monetized, marketed, exploited for commercial gain, really in any way. So it's just really touching and lovely. And I know that Canada has their Thanksgiving, but I'm wondering, is there any day in the UK that is about this concept of gratitude and expressing and sharing gratitude?
No.
We're all
because we're British and we're proud of it. And if anything else, when we actually abandon Empire Day, in which the Empire should be grateful to the British for actually looking after the world, you know, we clearly felt there was nowhere else to go on that basis. I will actually, on a slightly different note, flag up something that's happening next week, Phil, which you might have an interesting insight into, because it has been confirmed that on Wednesday, December the 3rd, 10 a.m. in Los Angeles, we will be speaking to Kate Hilliard, who's the vice president for the Greater Los Angeles Zoo Association. She'll be talking about LA Zoo Life. So, yeah, we are going to the zoo.
Wow.
We're going to the Los Angeles Zoo.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know, just yesterday, my co-host in podcasting, Dean Hagman from The X-Files, was at the Los Angeles Zoo. He has a friend there who is a docent who gives tours, and so he was availing himself of the opportunity for a VIP tour. And just last week, I was exploring the abandoned location of the old Los Angeles Zoo, which is less than a mile away. It's in a canyon. It was abandoned in 1965. All the structures are there, but it is this amazing locale, and you can hike through it. All the lion dens are there, the reptile houses, the cages, and they are all up on this mountain in this canyon, and they're being taken back over by the woods. So it's this very cool, creepy kind of ghost town. And I took my goddaughter, who is 8 years old, on a little hike up there, and Lily Holloman, and I scared the heck out of her.
So it was good fun.
Exactly.
That's evil.
No, it's just a bit too quite. It's a cat's paw, you know, cat's paw thing from that point of view. And it's not an alien from another dimension, but still, life continues. Penny Evans writes, "Say we are cat's owners and slaves, end of." And as for Disney, well, she does come out with a line, but I won't use it because it's good. Penny, we appreciate that. Anyway,
I just say my flatmate Laura has just texted me saying, "You are shocking." So I think she's listening, and she didn't want me to tell people that she wants to be goofy. So I just want to say it again: she's too tall to be a princess,
but you are,
and I am perfect.
Put on the dog suit.
Look, as we like to say on the Midweek Drive to people who worry about Goofy, let it go, let it go.
Brilliant.
Sorry, Phil.
Well, Alex, did you say that it was a real punch in the gut to her when she did not?
That's what I said.
Oh, you said, okay. Yeah, well, that actually is how Disney tests your height. It's where the punch lands.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, life continues in its own merry way. Before we ask the universe for its thoughts on the magic that has filled in us, anywhere else you'd like to go? I mean, it was nice to hear from Fien Heel, I felt. Can you offer a job, by the way?
Can I offer Fien a job?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean...
She cycles well, she's available.
By job, if we mean unpaid internship, of course. Wow, that was not as funny as I intended it.
Believe you me, it's everyday speech over here.
Yeah, life, don't talk to me about
intern, do something for nothing.
For free.
Welcome to the
UK. Yeah, it's always, I mean, you know what, I don't know a lot about how to advise people on their career path, but I do know that looking to independent filmmakers for well-paying jobs, probably not your best bet.
Fair point.
Globally.
It'll happen. That's the important thing. Sue, any thoughts from yourself that you'd like to sort of raise with Phil? Or issues or...
Well, fresh from your birthday celebrations, what have you got on for this week?
It's Thanksgiving and I'm cooking. We're hosting.
This is an important point because actually it is a big deal, you know, despite the fact that we might pour scorn on why would they actually wish to give thanks for getting rid of us guys across the other Atlantic. Why don't they actually invite some Native Americans to actually do more than just be stereotypes in the sort of line of actually there, you know? Why don't they actually maybe do some sort of general gun control lessons for some of their police enforcement officers?
Do you know what's really weird though is that although we don't celebrate Thanksgiving over here, this year a lot of retailers are doing Black Friday. So we're sort of taking the discount offers but not giving the thanks, which is really bad.
As it may seem, we have a feature tomorrow with psychologist Joe Hemmings exactly all about Black Friday.
One year, Dean and I and Lily were in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the time of Thanksgiving. Or as they call it there, Thursday. Not really a big deal for them because they celebrated a month earlier. But they do. Black Friday is a really big thing there for shopping for the holiday season. But Canada, and especially that part of Canada, has none of the big box stores that we have here in the States. So we were warned when we were going to be leaving British Columbia to head back to Washington State on Friday that we had better leave super early to catch our flight out of Seattle because tens of thousands of people would be heading from Vancouver down into Washington State to do their Christmas shopping. And because of the border check, it was going to be backed up for hours. There was going to be no traffic moving because, of course, you know, the Border Patrol would be asking questions of everyone. It would be really slow going. And they were right about the tens of thousands of people. They were right about the cars. But what they were wrong about was it's the easiest experience I've ever had getting across any border because U.S. Border Patrol was literally standing to the side just waving people in. You know, I could almost hear them. I could almost hear them yelling, "Are you coming here to shop? Okay, fine. We need your money. We need your money. Come on in." It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It was crazy. There was no border security at all. Just please come in and spend your money.
I'll cite the latest update from Penny Evans, because we missed out a couple of times last week because of computer-based things. She also gets unpaid work, but at least singing in open mic nights is fun and makes folk happy. Penny, I like to feel the show does the same to some extent, you know. All great stuff. We keep it on a poultry. We keep it real. That's the important thing. Nick, would you like to give me a number between 2 and 26, please?
Go for a 7.
Say no.
Two fat ladies, number 11.
This is the universe's message for Phil Leonis.
When in a hurry, step one for changing the entire world is falling in love with it as it already is. Same for changing yourself. You like the universe.
There we are. Hopefully we'll feature Mike again before the end of the year as well. It's high time we actually sort of sorted that thing through. So, Phil, would you like to actually do the rounds and ask the team how they found the show on this, the last ever Wednesday midweek drive for November 2014?
Wow, that's a lot of pressure. seeing as how you make it the last ever. Yeah. Yes, I'll do that, although, programming note, I think what you really ought to look into doing is just producing a Penny Evans podcast where after each midweek drive, she shares with us her thoughts about the show. I think that would be a great wrap-up each week. Assembled co-presenters and august studio personages, how did you find the final show of November 2014?
Fabulous, Phil. Great talking to you again.
Yes, I very much enjoyed it as well, Phil.
And they've actually done two shows today because we did a Christmas special, yes, which you can hear on Christmas Eve, 24th of November, December. Let me just get the date right. It happens the same every year. You know, where are we going from? And that will, of course, be the official launch of Sound and Nick's Vision, where Nick actually takes us through a whole variety of bits and pieces, etc. But keep going. We've got Paul McCartney in the background. Worry not. Phil, just talk over him.
Well, Alex, as it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, I would be remiss if I did not say that I'm truly grateful for your friendship and for the opportunity to join you every week. It is a genuine blessing, and I could not enjoy it more, and I look forward to many more wonderful conversations.
Aww.
Round of applause.
That brought a tear to my eyes.
Nick, have you enjoyed the show?
Very much so.
Kat?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
There we are, as opposed to repeating, which is a digestive
exactly.
thing. Listen, as we said, coming up, we hope you do listen, actually, because it is radio. After all, if you don't listen, what's the point? But we have Craig Wiley, right with Smiley, back up after the news at 7 o'clock. To Nick Elliott, to Kat, to Emma Tinson, and to Sue Royce, many thanks indeed to you, dear listener. Keep on giving on where A you happen to be. And certainly to Cameron Tilbury, Anna Lewis, Richard Edwards, Michelle Monroe, Fina Heal, Sally Mundy, and, of course, Penny Evans and the team and all the rest of it. And of course Barry and Jackie Hooks.
Yay!
Exactly. Keep Norwich the flag flying there. And of course to Phil Leonis, thank you. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
See you again soon.